This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are only on Periscope on Twitter right now. We've been banned off Facebook and YouTube live streaming, and I'm sure it'll be Periscope the next few days. And that's because the establishment is making its move against free speech here in America. They've already done it in communist China. They've already done it in Europe. They admit they're now doing it here. Now, why is this the most banned information in the world? If you type in Alex Jones into Google or Bing today, there are over 10,000 articles in the last couple days lying about what I've said and what I've done, and then never showing you in the articles what I said or what I did. That is 101 violation of journalism, because these aren't journalists. These are killers of free speech. These are corporate mercenaries making their move ahead of the 2018 midterms. What is the radical information that we're covering here? What is it? It's that the Chinese communists and big banks, along with Hollywood, took the U.S. over and were running it into the ground by design. And then the dark horse candidate, Donald Trump, got elected and began to reverse it in the last year and a half. And they're now panicking because prosperity's coming back in. And so they have engaged in a massive shadow ban, a blocking of Christians, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, the president in the last year and a half. They've dialed the president back over 90%. There's major analytics sites that track it where people subscribe to his Twitter. They don't get the information. But now they're pushing it up to 97% against myself, Paul Watson, and others at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And, yeah, the other so-called conservatives thought, well, that's just them being censored. It's not us. Now they're all being censored. Members of Congress are being blocked. They're not able to even have their speeches on C-SPAN on Facebook or Twitter. There is a massive assault going on against the First Amendment ahead of the midterms. And the media is trying to set the precedent, lying about InfoWars, misrepresenting what we've done, never showing you what we supposedly said, to shut us down, to set the precedent against everyone. So the most censored thing in the world isn't devil worship or pornography or people being tortured or Islamicists being brought in to do all this stuff. No, it's me pointing out and raising the alarm as a modern Paul Revere that this draconian censorship and control is here. Go see the videos that they've taken us off Facebook and YouTube for. Go see them. They say I beat up a kid. I showed ABC News footage of some punk kid attacking an adult, and the guy pushes him down. It's all over the news. I covered it. Go show my Islamophobia, which is some leftist college term that's anti-free speech, where I show Islamists pouring across the border in Europe. Go see the videos they don't want you to see. They want to lie to you about those videos, misrepresent, and then set the precedent to shut it all down. This is happening right now because they know America is waking up. They know the world is waking up. They know you're waking up. And they've been censoring and they've been controlling and they've been bullying, and they weren't even looking for you to stop posting. They were looking for you to join them in a Pavlovian carrot versus the stick equation to start putting out globalist propaganda because you were not getting promoted on their platforms. But you didn't do that. You didn't sell out like the average Daily Beast writer or even Wall Street Journal writer or others did that parrot the line. They're like, aren't you like us? I mean, we've been blocking you on Facebook and Twitter, pages you built, pages you promoted. We've been not letting you talk to conservatives for years. We've been shadow banning you, and now you are not giving in. Well, we're just going to ban you outright. And they go, oh, 90 days on YouTube for the election, 30 days on Facebook. And they sit back and they act like, oh, will he do it again? Will he beat up a baby again? They don't show me beating the baby up. Telltale sign. They just say, Well, and when they finally ban me completely, they'll go, he got warned a lot. Everybody's like, yeah, we saw it all over the news. We never saw what he said. We never saw what he did. I uploaded a video. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. The left, the globalists, the big corporations backed up by communist China are really upset America is coming back. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. And so they are launching massive censorship campaigns where they don't just ban people off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. They then lie about why they took you off and don't show why they did it. Just an absolute 101 journalism red flag. And so they are bullying the American people. They are bullying Christians. They are bullying conservatives. They're nudging us like the big liberal foundations talked about. They are teaching us how to submit. And so I want to ask listeners, where do you think this is going? What do you think the president needs to do? I'm specifically opening the phones up about conservatives, about libertarians, about Christians, and others who have been censored, who have been blocked, who have been persecuted. I mean, I was just search engineing this during the break. They're not just saying don't say the mother word and don't say the name mother and father in public schools in Europe and the U.S. and Canada. They're now saying, they're telling preschoolers and first graders, don't say best, because that'll hurt somebody's feelings. This is political correctness. This is total psychological warfare meant to create jellyfish basket cases. It's beyond, you know, giving everybody a trophy. It's now don't say somebody's the best. Schools banned from using the terms mom and dad as boys told to dress up as girls in non-gender specific free play. See, oh, the school's going to have you dress up as a girl. We're going to sexually direct you. That's the Daily Mail. And if you criticize it, we're going to take your kids away from you. How'd you ever think they'd get our kids? That's how they're doing it right there. And they're making their move right now. Meanwhile, the very same crazy leftists are allied with radical imams. You've got 10 million military-aged men brought in the last 5 years to Europe. You've got the admission now that, oh, we do want to repopulate Europe with Islamicists. And you've got people being arrested that criticize or even report on the crime that's taking place. What a time to be alive. And then the president tries to reverse that, tries to stand up against it, so he gets demonized and lied about. And again, I saw a CNN article this weekend going, Trump hasn't implemented the judge's order to reunite all children with their parents because most children don't have parents with them. And again, that predates, that's an Obama policy, and it predates And the little girl in the famous photo that they photoshopped with Trump with the girl was with her mother, never taken away. But it doesn't matter. It's a triumph of fraud. So watch. The article's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to play it and then read the subtitles. Copenhagen Imam, Jihad Necessity for the Muslim Invasion and Conquest of Europe. And again, when I read this is the Imam's words. And this is the standard thought process Imran Murdahar Abdallah of the Al-Farq Mosque in Copenhagen told his followers the final solution, that's a Nazi term, by the way, to the problem of the Levant, that's the big Islamic land, after the establishment of the caliphate and the elimination of the Jewish entity, will be through the conquest of Europe. Abdullah was speaking on a video shot last year. Now, here's the issue. Europe was invaded over 100 times by the Muslims. Turkey was Constantinople. Now it is Istanbul, the great blue mosque. Oh, look at the architect. It was Christian built. That's a fact. But they teach at schools that the Crusades invaded. Well, I guess kind of like Hitler attacked us and we invaded Germany. I mean, I guess we did invade Germany, but he attacked first. We did invade the Pacific. We did go after Japan, but they attacked first. So, I mean, I guess technically the Crusades did invade the Middle East after 100-plus invasions, and they pushed all the way almost through Poland, Czechoslovakia, into Germany. And people went, you know, this is getting out of hand here. And then it took 200 years to kick them out of Spain and kick them out of Eastern Europe. It was called the Reconquest or the La Reconquista. Why is it called a reconquering? Reconquista. Because you were conquered. See, and then you reconquer. So you get invaded and you take it back. It's a reconquista, see? So that's what's so insane about all this is they teach in schools, even when I was in school, that America's bad, America's evil, and the Christians are bad, and they hurt the poor little Muslims and invaded the poor little Muslims who were so peaceful. I mean, Muhammad was running slaves all over North Africa. His people were after him. You know, all of it, little kids, sex slavery. I mean, all of it is in there. And you're not supposed to say that. That's historical facts. And so all the EU censorship, all the control, it's now coming here. So let's go ahead and start getting in to one of the main imams in Copenhagen with the general public and their Stockholm syndrome. Here it is. So the final solution, the problem of Levant, after the establishment of the caliphate and the elimination of the Jewish entity, we will, through the conquest of Europe, the Mediterranean Sea in its entirety, with all its shores and coasts, must become purely Islamic. Hit pause. Oh, you're not going to get to be Christian once you conquer, like everywhere else? Oh, it must be purely, is 100%. But I thought it was the religion of peace. I mean, gay people are married by the Islamicists. I mean, they're not thrown off buildings. I mean, oh, but I need to be censored. I understand. I was homophobic. I understand. Let's just continue. He goes on to say, yeah, no judgment day until Muslims slay the Jews. But you know, that's Danish imam. This guy says similar stuff. But you know what? I'm sorry. This is cultural enrichment, so I should apologize. The imam's right. I'm a bad person. Here you go. Thus fulfilling the promise of the Prophet Muhammad about the conquest of Rome, who the Muslims almost took three times. Europe must be invaded again. History must repeat itself. Hold pause. They taught me in high school and college. We invaded them. Wait. This guy says the Muslims invaded us. Back it up 10 seconds. This is incredible. Of course, it's true. Europe must be invaded again. History must repeat itself. Oh, okay, go ahead. We must have a new Turing, and we will sail the seas across the Strait of Gibraltar. Oh, invade Spain again. And we will liberate Ali Andalus, restoring it to the bosom of Islam. Is that Spain? This is back it up. To the bosom. Everybody's trying to flee the bosom of Islam. Everybody's like, get me out of here. God, it's hell on earth. Help me, man. Meanwhile, you want to restore it to your bosom. I think you can. I don't want to be in your bosom, buddy. I don't want to be your bosom, bud. How's that sound? I'm not cutting women's genitals off, and I'm not throwing gays off buildings. I know I'm the bad guy, I understand. And we will liberate, restoring it to the bosom of Islam. Can we look up Al-Andalus? I think that's southern Spain. And I know they took over Sicily and everywhere. I mean, hell, they pushed all the way to Rome three times. The Vatican had 200-foot walls and held them back. But the Vatican today says, open up everything and pull down your walls, but we're going to keep ours. We'll come back with one of the main imams there in Copenhagen, Denmark, and they got them in Sweden, got them everywhere saying the same stuff. We'll play it all.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all.
I get whiskey bent.
And I get
hellbound. Article up on InfoWars.com. More powerful info from the president. Yesterday he said, I'm not going to let all these American haters, the media, sell out the country, the globalists, and bankrupt it. It's over, you American haters. You're sick. You're crazy. The country makes you wealthy and powerful. Why are you out to get it? You're just dumb. And he's back at it again. A Steve Watson article on InfoWars.com. So critical to get this out. Trump slams very unpatriotic and fake journalist. He says, I will not allow our great country to be sold out by anti-Trump haters in the dying newspaper industry. When the media, driven insane by their Trump derangement syndrome, reveals internal deliberations of our government, it truly puts the lives of many, not just journalists, at risk. Very unpatriotic. Freedom of the press also comes with the responsibility to report the news, like the economy. Over 90% of the media coverage of the administration is negative, despite tremendously positive results we're achieving. It's no surprise that confidence in the media is at an all-time low. I will not allow our great country to be sold out by anti-Trump haters. Yeah, they got the publisher of the New York Times, the owner is Carlos Slim, but they don't have him do it. They have a token, you know, New Yorker. So please stop attacking us. It's very dangerous. Hell, you punch Trump a million times in the face, he says you're a bunch of liars. And you go, how dare you? I mean, there's no logic there. But let me get back to the imam. Because I can show you the imam of Jerusalem. I can show you top imams in the U.S. It's not like we're cherry picking here. And hell, the U.N. says it's an invasion of Europe. They're allowed to rape women, do whatever they want. They don't get in trouble. But then you criticize it. In Germany, they arrest you. Facebook hired former members of the Stasi 3 years ago to police it. And Facebook's just selling the idea to Americans with me now and YouTube. Oh, well, he bullied a baby. We won't show you the baby. Won't show you the child, but he bullied him. And then he did this and that. And finally, we just got to ban him. And then other conservatives will go, well, he is a bad guy. We're going to virtue signal and go along with the dying corporate media. And then you'll be next, which has already happened. Congressman Gates was sitting there going, well, you're a private corporation, Google, Facebook, Twitter. You can censor whoever you want. Just don't let people threaten to kill Republicans. They went, this guy's a schmuck. They totally banned him the next day. Total shadow ban, 100%. They went, I feel violated. You feel violated, huh? Here, let's go back to our little imam friend, and then I'll give the number out. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First time callers. Good phones. Love you to call. On topic of censorship. How do we fight back? What is it they're planning big ahead of the censorship? What are they going to pull in the 2018 midterms? There's internal documents, internal polls, numbers, just like I told you last time, show that they're not going to retake the House or Senate, but they're going to try. They're legalizing illegal aliens voting all over the place. So Something big's coming. They're making their move. What do you think it is? What do you think of all the censorship? How do we counter it? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX on this Monday Global Edition. But right now, let's go back to the imam. His story is on Infowars.com. Copenhagen, Denmark. There's another imam saying the same stuff out of Stockholm, Sweden, and got another one that was, all these countries are saying it. Imam, well, just hear it from him. He said, we must conquer all of Europe. We tried before. This time we will succeed. Here it is. We must have new Ottomans who will enter the Balkans and restore them to the bosom of Islam. Hit pause. Because you did that over 100 invasions there and got kicked out a couple times. So just like Albania was with the Clintons and was allowed to take over a third of Serbia, even though they admit that the Muslims started the war, the Serbs were the bad guys. We heard that on the news. And so here he is. Continue. We must have a proud and pious army of believers who will march from North Africa and conquer Rome, Allah willing. Thus we will be fulfilling our religious duty to jihad for the sake of Allah. They can put hijabs on all the women too.
قمنا بالواجب الشرعي وهو واجب الجهاد في سبيل الله لإعلاء كلمته.
In order to glorify His word, to elevate His banner, and to institute His law throughout the world.
في العالم أجمع. فالجهاد يوجب.
Jihad necessitates the conquest of Europe. Jihad necessitates the conquest of Europe.
وقاتلوهم حتى لا.
The Quran says, fight them until. Back it up. You talk too fast. Fight them until. Let's get this loving religion of peace. Fight them until there is no more fitna. Look up fitna in Arabic for me. And what was the other term? So no more fitna. Search engine fitna for me. Before we go back, let's just definition fitna in Islam. We'll come back to that in a moment. Let's continue. A religion belongs to Allah alone. Hit pause. Wait. Back that up. I thought we just all live in peace and you come in and you always let us live in peace, except that is it true ever? Fitna. Temptation. Means peace until everyone submits. So there's no more resistance. Fitna is resistance. Okay. That's what we thought. Okay, let's go back. It's impossible to eliminate fitna unless the capitalist and the secular order is destroyed and eliminated. Ah, I got to get rid of that capitalism. Of course, you'll be in a big palace. The immolation of the resistance will not occur solely through calling upon Europeans to join Islam. Oh. The European media, the European order, and the European practices lure not just the infidels, but the Muslims themselves away from Islam. Exactly. You got to burn that down. The Western media and politics do not merely keep Europeans away from Islam, but strive to rip the Muslims in Europe away from Islam. Impossible. So, of course, the little people bringing them in, the globalists, the collaborators, they'll have to be liberated of their heads. Let's continue. The melting pot policies which target the Islamic identity and the media which distorts the image of Islam. Oh, wait, pause. Yeah, because the media tells you it's all peaceful and loving. He comes back. We'll get to this in your phone calls. And he says, oh, no, we are not going to let you do your normal thing. The gays go off the buildings. The women's genitals are cut off. Your buildings go boom, boom. Allah, Allah, Allah.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
So, you've been on YouTube for years and you don't know who I am. I know the enemy, and if we can have this spirit of normal humanity spread, it's over for the globalists. You'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
You guys know who he is? You know how it sounds? That's InfoWars. Very popular. Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones for Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
But did that stop him? No. It did not. It kept going, okay? It went everywhere.
The more they abuse you, the more you enjoy it. It's like the Stockholm Syndrome. And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
Repent now. Repent now. I know your mustache is cool. You got little gold frame glasses. You scare me so bad.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I got some good memories playing this song. By the way, I've been talking about this imam who is not Danish, as they say. He's an invader into Denmark. And we've got other people in Stockholm, Sweden. We've got folks in other areas saying invade Europe, take over, get rid of the infidels. This is the standard procedure. This is what the UN and Hollywood and all the media are pushing, is an Islamic takeover of the West. And so here's this imam breaking down the whole invasion they want, what they're going to do. Now, they're not going to have a melting pot with the West. They're going to conquer and make everyone convert to Islam, which is the orthodoxy of Islam. Story's up on InfoWars.com. And I have another article, a whole other video of him. Watch. No judgment day until Muslims slay the Jews. Now, CNN will probably clip that out and say that I said that. That's a whole other subject. You realize they're on the news now saying that I am calling for the poisoning of David Hogg. By the way, we never played the David Hogg thing. I know you found it, but I mentioned it and I never got to it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when they say that, they don't show David Hogg saying I'm a bad guy that I sell water filters, and I say, David Hogg, you really should be drinking filtered water. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The level of the left, how they play like they're victims when they're actually bullies, is insane. And they're all these public figures. And then they have a self-described drag queen, transsexual, then they use Q word, that if I use it, they'd say I was being hateful. And that's in Barry Diller's Newsweek, everywhere. We report on it, and then they say, oh, another strike on your Facebook. We're taking that video down because someone was offended by you saying, hey, this big drag queen festival hating Trump is ridiculous. So that criticizes you being political. You get to be political. I can't say this is ridiculous. And then it was a drag queen protest, because saying it's a drag queen protest is hateful, because that's the new protected group. Not just the N word, but the T word, the D word, the Q word. And then anything they say or do, you can't even oppose them politically and say, I don't agree with what you're doing in my life, because they're the protected group. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And Congress needs to act, because the insanity of the universities, the insanity of the big corporations and their corporate cultures of control is spilling out. The insanity of Los Angeles, it's getting crazy. I scratched my eye the other day, and then I got in the lake and it got infected. And I think I left my sunglasses in my office. Somebody bring those to me. Thanks. I'm going to put those back on, because under the lights doesn't feel well. That's why I was wearing glasses earlier, and so that's what's going on with that. Then we'll go to your phone calls next segment. But right now, let's go ahead and finish up with the imam. Here it is. The melting pot policies which target Islamic identity and the media, which distorts the image of Islam, portraying as terrorism, extremism, and all sorts of vile descriptions. And pause again. He says we're going to conquer Europe and take it over and not let you only be Muslim, but now it's vile. The Fenta, the resistance and corruption can only be eliminated. Oh, keep going. By destroying the capitalist and secular order and replacing it with an Islamic order. But the secular order is threatened by Christianity, so it's bringing this in because it has a fetish to hate Christianity. They go on to say we must eradicate it or through expansion of the Islamic order. Continue. To the heart of Europe, the land, back it up again, the land, go ahead, of the Crusaders. So you invaded Europe over and over again, took a lot of Europe, sold the woman into sex slavery, you know, did your stuff, Turkey, all of it, run your harems, and you're pissed that you didn't get it all. But now you're smart enough to have six kids, Europe isn't, and you've got traitors you bought off in Europe, and you're sitting there on your fat ass on welfare like 80% of the Muslims in Europe, and you see a bunch of weak people, and you're going to take them. You're lucky Crusaders aren't around, buddy boy. Go back to him. Invading the strongholds of their secular civilization. Well, you've done that. Continue. Thus eliminating once and for all the danger facing the Levant or the Islamic world government. Which is all they do and say. I mean, I could play these tapes every day of other prominent imams. I'm not saying, hey, let's invade them. Hey, let's enslave them. I knew that those invasions were about destabilizing it and putting even worse globalist Muslims in to then invade us. And the big corporate folks think they're going to control all this. They're going to let the Muslim stuff get out of control, and they're going to release a bioweapon, and that's the whole plan. And if I was a coward, I'd already be dug in owning a coffee farm in, like, Tasmania and changing my name. Seriously, if I was just a cold-blooded person, I'd be gone. I'd have been gone years ago. We passed the demarcation line like 6 years ago where I knew to evacuate or go ahead and face the storm. I'm here, and I'm going to deal with it. Man, all of you trying to stop Trump, trying to stop Hungary and Romania and Poland and people that have been invaded 100 times and who have the genetic memory of being enslaved, their wives being put into sex slavery. I mean, it's to watch the left in these big tower buildings, they don't even hardly go out. They don't even know how to, like, tie their shoelaces. They're totally domesticated, and they're clucking and chirping and calling, you know, to sexualize kids and for the fall of civilization, when you guys are the first people the globalists are going to get rid of. You are the followers, the useful idiots, and we're just here chronicling it all. We've got a whole other video of saying kill all the Jews, but, you know, the CNN will just take it and said I said it. Hail the Nazi collaborator George Soros. So they want to rename Austin, by the way, saying it's racist. I say rename it Soros City after an actual...
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Needs a great tasting, natural and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make.
I want to explain something. Came across this young man, I am not a tribalist person when it comes to what color you are, or even your sexual persuasion. I think a lot of that sexual stuff, if you're an adult, can be very destructive. But I don't judge those people. Whatever they're into, God knows I've been a wild man myself. So I'm not throwing stones here. Let he without sin cast the first stone. But it doesn't mean that I don't know how stuff works. And Islam is satanic. By every stretch of the imagination, it came out of nowhere. It was based on the slave trade at Medina. It invaded the planet. And now the evil forces of globalism are allied with it. And that's the Al-Qaeda flag, by the way, right there. Being taught in Europe. In Danish households. And I can see the whole globalist plan. They admit their plan. And the fact that YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter are blocking me, and I've been told, you leave transsexualism alone and you leave Islam alone and you'll be able to operate however you want. I was told in off-record meetings, What do you want off record? And the reason people have off record meetings with me is unless it's illegal, it's off record. And I was told by the New York Times, who sent an emissary of their senior people. I was told by the London Guardian. I was told by a National Democrat lawyer. And then I was told by other Democrat lawyers. And I was given messages directly from Soros a year ago. And they said, this is your last chance. You stop what you're doing or we're going to destroy you. And I said, what are you going to do? They said, it'll all be through the legal system. But you know what we can do. I said, I know what you can do. What do you want? And they said, off record? Off record, who said it? I said, yeah, it's off record. I've been given the message even more than that now. Islam's good. Accept it being brought in. The integration of Islam with the West. And do not talk about transsexuals. And I meant, and I expanded on that. I go, you mean just period? And they go, well, the whole thing. Which is the sexualization of children. Because if you can't even say the word, only they can. It's like the N-word. The media takes it where that only black people can say it, which I don't want to say it, fine. But then it becomes this power word. Well, now you can't say. Google, Twitter, Facebook all called us last year. We recorded some of the phone calls for lawsuits. We even told them they're on record. They couldn't believe it. We're like, yeah, we're recording you. And they're like, you cannot, but everybody else can say it. Barry Diller can say it, and Newsweek can say it, and CNN can say it, and everybody else can say it. Talk about a new class system, but I can't say it. So they said, don't use the T word, use transsexual. And I said, just as a test, I'll do that. They banned those videos too. Imagine that cult power. It has nothing to do with the transsexuals. They're just the group they're using. To say you can't talk about it. I got a whole stack of news articles right here. Dozens of them. From just people protesting Trump. Drag queens, trans, and queer people protest Trump in London. True Media Group. Liberal group. The document cam shot place for TV viewers. Right over here. Yeah, zoom in right over here for me. This is the document cam quadrant right here. So, they can say that, but our very video with almost the exact same headline banned yesterday for the name. Look, you've got this Austin group. They call themselves Tranny. That's a group they came up with. Even if I say I don't hate these people, and I don't, doesn't matter. It is chosen by the community, like out of Kafka-esque 1984, that we feel offended by you using it like the N-word, so you can't. And then the next word is father, mother, or best, or winner. Those words are all being banned. This is a takeover of language. Preschoolers discourage children. Preschool discourages children from saying best friend. Now they're banning it. CBS News. What it's like to be a drag queen while raising kids. See, they can all say drag queen or those words. These drag kids are proving it's never too soon to be fabulous. Drag queen story hours to teach kids. All this, letting an 8-year-old be a drag queen isn't progressive, it's child abuse. Well, that's what the examiner said. Now you can't use the word drag queen. Transgender lessons for 2-year-olds. Drag queens drafted into nursery schools teach children about sexual diversity. Yeah, there's nothing wrong going on there, Daily Mail. Cross-dressers and transsexuals gather at Trump protest in London. These are all positive. They're all pro. Here's Barry Diller, owns Newsweek now. Donald Trump to be met with mass drag queen protests when he visits Britain. I won't even read the terms they use here. But they use the Q word in all this in their article. If I use it, I'm banned immediately. But see, Barry Diller in Newsweek is royalty. They are allowed to use the words. It's the new royalty. And once the precedent's set, all language can be destroyed. The city of Austin is officially trying to rename the name of the city, saying that Stephen S. Austin was a racist. Meanwhile, there are Islamic countries literally selling women and children to sex slavery. No one's reporting on it. So that's where I come from on this. Here's another one. Drag queen, trans, and queer people protest Trump in London. Gay Star News. Now, why do I show you this? Drag queens and kings organized rally to oppose Donald Trump in UK. Meet the drag queens protesting Donald Trump and come visit. On and on and on. But what did they tell us? I'm going to show you right here. They said, you don't use any of those terms, and you don't report on it because the community doesn't like it. That's Southern Poverty Law Center flaggers. Please review the community standards. And they took down our video that simply shows the demonstrations. Cross-dressers and transsexuals gather at Trump protests in London. And then those are the names of the groups they use. But we aren't even allowed to report what's going on. You see how that works? And then here's our article on it. This goes on in public city streets. And then we simply say, here it is, look at it. And politically, people in the streets in the West say, you don't have speech. We're going to bar you because you dare even show what we're saying and what we're doing. You talk about discrimination. You talk about all this. And that's where the N-word comes in. Because once they set the precedent that if you're not white, you can use the N-word. I find it offensive when anybody uses it, but you've got a right to use it. I remember growing up in Dallas playing sports, but half my friends were black, and most of them were Christian, you know, upstanding folks. I found them to be more moral than most of the white people I knew. But then I'd be over at their house or something, their cousin would come over, and they'd be using N-word, this or that. I remember their one of my friend's moms coming in and saying, you shut your mouth and don't use that word. And her throwing him out of the house, the cousin that visited because he was using it. But that was 35 years ago. Very offensive. But you know what? Somebody's got the right to use it. And people have a right to say it's wrong. But now it's and I'm not afraid of them banning me. I'm not going to play their game. The T word. They go, well, now we have the recordings. They go, we want you to use transsexual or drag queen. And we're like, okay, we'll play that game. And sure enough, a year later, we got three recordings. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube calling us, saying, you will not use this or you will be banned. And we got recordings. And now, a year later, they're saying, now don't use that word. God, what words can we use here? But again, that's the power of the control. And don't show ABC News and Yahoo News of some punk kid punching an adult in the face over and over again and getting pushed to the ground, because we're going to say you did it. We're going to defame you. And then we're not even going to show the video and thousands of articles about you. That shows the organized criminal activity in corporate media. And the fact that they've got armies of people for a paycheck that'll lie and take the press release and rewrite it for their newspaper. It's all the same plagiarized article everywhere. Just like they said Trump hates Mexicans and says they're all rapists and criminals. There's no video. There's no audio. He never said it. But they don't care because they're an organized pack of criminal liars. And they use the trans community and others and black folks, you name it, as just the set piece to make them look good. That's all.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.